Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first week of November is special because during this first week of this month, we can do something special for the holy souls in purgatory. I know already yesterday this was mentioned, the indulgence that can be gained from November 1st through the 8th, but I'd like to look at it again and just in more detail so as to, one, exhort, two, obtain this indulgence for the holy souls in purgatory, and for the other reason of just giving a little bit more instruction on exactly how to go about it, a review of this indulgence. We know that we can do many things for the holy souls in purgatory. Every prayer we offer helps them. Every mass that we offer for them helps them. But an indulgence is in a category of its own, precisely because by means of an indulgence, the church opens its treasures, the merits of Christ and the saints, and remits all the purgatory time that a soul yet owes to God, and then allowing that soul to immediately enter into heaven and to behold God face to face. It's an amazing thing, an indulgence. Now, again, during this first week of November, it's particularly easy to gain this indulgence. In every indulgence, there's the so-called indulgence work, so some action you have to perform, and then the usual conditions. So it's particularly easy because the indulgence work is easy. All it takes is just a visit to a cemetery, and then any prayer, vocal or mental, for the souls in purgatory, no matter how brief, qualifies for the work. So a visit to the cemetery, a prayer for the holy souls in purgatory, and that's the indulgence work. Very easy. Particularly easy here because there's a cemetery just right outside the chapel. Now, the other three so-called usual conditions, we can say they're a little bit more difficult, particularly the detachment from sin, but let's look at them in slightly more detail. So there's one, confession, two, communion, and three, prayers for the Holy Father's intentions that are obligatory. So a confession of one's sins, a sacramental confession, has to happen up to 20 days before the indulgence work or up to 20 days after the indulgence work, so the visit to the cemetery. And one confession is sufficient for multiple indulgences. The Holy Communion, likewise, can be performed up to 20 days before or 20 days after the visit to the cemetery, so that's super easy. But one communion per indulgence this time. So one confession for many indulgences, but there's a one communion for one indulgence, a one-to-one ratio, a one-to-one correspondence. Next, prayers for the Holy Father's intentions. So one Our Father, one Hail Mary are perfectly sufficient. And there's also a one-to-one correspondence. So prayers for the Holy Father for each indulgence that you want to obtain. And of course, the prayers, likewise, can be done up to 20 days before or 20 days after. Lastly, the last of the conditions, detachment from sin. Complete detachment from sin means, basically, and in an oversimplified way, having our mind made up, having remaining in a steadfast decision to not want to sin again. So that's what the detachment means. Not having it does not mean not being attracted, because sin is tempting sometimes. So to experience an attraction to sin is not incompatible with detachment from sin, because this detachment is rather a state of mind and of will. It's again, it's a firm decision, an unwavering decision to not want to sin again, not mortally, not venially, no matter how much the sin attracts us. And this includes both mortal and venial sin. So even those little ones that we perhaps like very much, like gluttony, well, you know, I get to be gluttonous once a week and I get to take vengeance upon some persons and I get to gossip. No, even those, we have to have our mind made up. I do not want to commit those sins again. That's what the detachment means. And if we fulfill these conditions, which again, reasonable, doable, we can each day in the first week of November help a soul to leave purgatory and enter into heaven, behold God face to face. We can pick the soul ourselves. We can say, I offer this indulgence for this particular soul. We can let Our Lady do the deciding. whatever way we want to go about it, I suggest letting Our Lady decide, because she will certainly not neglect your loved ones, and she'll pick the persons who most need them. But however you go about it, again, I exhort everybody to try and to seek to help the holy souls in purgatory in this very easy way, so as to, again, not just help them fulfill their desire of beholding God face to face, but above all, to fulfill the desire of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, who want to see all the souls in purgatory in heaven as soon as possible. Praised be Jesus and Mary,
now and forever.